What's up, everybody, and thank you for joining me for this debut episode of Brag Out Loud. I am your host, Chris Bragg, and this is my show. This is my podcast. This is a project I've been working on for a little while now, and I'm really proud to finally be able to bring it to you. My goal for Brag Out Loud is for it to inspire you and inform you just as much as it will entertain you. I really want to get interactive with you, the listener, because ultimately that's what it's all about, is you, the listener. I hope to have guest hosts on as often as possible to do proper interviews. We're going to talk about everything under the sun. If it's on my mind, I'm going to get it off my chest here on Brag Out Loud, whether it's sports and entertainment, movies and music, news and current events, or history. Whatever it is, we'll talk about it. If you have a situation that needs some counsel, I'm your guy. Bring it on. If you need relationship advice, I'm pretty good there too. Anything you need or want to hear from me, please get in touch with the show. How do you do that? The best way to get in touch and stay in touch with the show is going to be through our social media outlets. Of course, you've got facebook.com/bragoutloud. Follow us on Twitter @bragoutloud. We've got an Instagram account @bragoutloud. And if you want to go the old-fashioned route by emailing us, it's hard to believe that email is now the old-fashioned route of communication, but you can catch us there too. bragoutloud@gmail.com. We're going to have a YouTube page set up as well. That's coming up soon, so keep an eye out for that. And keep in mind, it is Brag with two G's. B-R-A-G-G out loud. Some people want to put an S on the end. I'm not sure why, but it is simply Brag Out Loud. So who am I? As I mentioned earlier, my name is Chris Bragg, and I'm going to be your party host, so to speak. For my friends and family who are listening to this, who already know me, I want to first of all thank you for your support, your continued support, and I really hope you enjoy this as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. For those of you who don't know me, I guess here's a little bit of an introduction. I'm from the Savannah, Georgia area. I currently am living and working in South Carolina. I'm married. I have 4 children. As I'm recording this, I'm actually on the road heading home to see my wife and kids to spend a great weekend with them. Really looking forward to that. They are the most important things in my life. You're going to hear me talk about them a lot on this show. So, and hopefully I'll be able to bring them on if I can talk them into coming on the show and being a guest host. I'm sure my kids would enjoy doing that. My wife, get her out of her shell a little bit. She can have a little fun with this also. A few of my biggest interests outside of my wife and kids, as some of you may know, I actually am the co-host of another podcast called The Ultimate Fight Show. It's a show I've been doing off and on for several years now with Larry Casado out of Cleveland, Ohio, but we cover mixed martial arts and boxing. I'm a huge fight fan, so much so that my part-time job, my hobby, if you could call it that, is that I am an MMA official in the states of Georgia and South Carolina. I go to the fights and I render decisions. I'm currently a judge there, something I really enjoy doing, being involved in the sport in that aspect. So you'll probably hear me refer to the Ultimate Fight Show a lot because I may touch on MMA and boxing on this show a little bit if something's going on, if something comes up, but for the most part, I'm going to reserve that for the Ultimate Fight Show, and you can tune into that by going to facebook.com/theultimatefightshow or subscribing to the Blog Talk Radio channel and listening to every episode as they come out. We usually try to get them out weekly, sometime bi-weekly, depending on what's going on in the sport, but we have a really good time. I know you'll enjoy that show if you're interested in mixed martial arts and boxing. Definitely check that out. Of course, I love sports. Baseball is my favorite sport. It really is just passion of mine. I enjoy it so much. I am from Georgia. I'm a Georgia homer. So the Atlanta Braves are my favorite team, unapologetically. I love the Braves. I grew up watching them since I was very little. My favorite player of all time is probably Dale Murphy. My dad introduced me to the Braves probably before I could even walk or talk very well. And I remember sitting back and watching games with him for as far as I can remember. So great memories there. I'm looking forward to the baseball season. You're going to hear me talk a lot about the Braves, for better or worse, as I think they're rebuilding right now. I think they're going to have a very fun season. I think I'm really looking forward to what's ahead for the Atlanta Braves going into the new ballpark. But I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised with how well the Braves do this year. I'm not going to get my hopes up completely, but I'll just say that I'm looking forward to an exciting season. You guys stay tuned for a future episode, and we'll preview the Atlanta Braves season coming up. Football, of course. I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan. I like to think I'm over the Super Bowl so far, but man, that's a tough pill to swallow. It really, really is. I have no words. I'm just going to move on from here before I say something I'm going to regret. Basketball, I follow the Hawks, of course. University of Georgia Bulldogs, they're my team. Go Dogs. I do support other college teams in the state. I'm not one of these guys that strictly a Bulldog fan, but I do support Georgia Tech, and of course, living close to Statesboro, Georgia, all my life, I'm really a big supporter of Georgia Southern Eagles, so you're going to hear me probably talk about them a little bit as well. My other big thing that you people who know me know, I'm a huge pro wrestling fan, and it started from the beginning when I was little. My dad, he introduced me to what he called the ring sports, boxing, any type of fighting sport, of course, pro wrestling. I loved it ever since I was a kid. It's one of those things that still a guilty pleasure of mine, if you can call it that. I watch every week. We're going to have some discussions about that, so you've been forewarned. But if you're a wrestling fan, you're going to enjoy this show. Music-wise, I love music. I really do. There's something about music that's just good for the soul. And for my soul, the best type of music is hard rock and heavy metal. Again, unapologetically, I know everybody says, oh, I listen to everything. I do. I honestly do listen to everything, a little bit of everything. My iPod playlist ranges from everything from heavy metal to classic country, a little bit of rap, you name it. I listen to it, or have listened to it. Funny story about me, my birthday is August 19th, 1977, 3 days after Elvis died. My mom was a huge, huge, huge Elvis fan. She loved the man. So I always say that Elvis dying and giving birth were the two most traumatic events in her life back to back in the same week. Funny story I like to tell about my mother. She might not appreciate me saying that on air, but I love you, Mom. So early on, very early on, my earliest music memories were Elvis Presley, classic country, guys like George Jones, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Alabama, George Strait. My dad was a big bluegrass fan. He actually played guitar and bass, played harmonica, played multiple instruments, and what he played was a lot of classic country and bluegrass music. Somewhere in the early 80s, I discovered Rat, Motley Crue, and I never looked back. The 80s hard rock and metal scene is probably my favorite genre of music still to this day. Absolutely love it. It's a lot of fun. I think the reason why I love rock and roll music in that era specifically is because there wasn't a lot of political BS. There wasn't a lot of statements being made back then. It was basically about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what these guys were singing about. That's what they were playing. And it was just a lot of fun. And to this day, I can put on Hair Nation or Slippery When Wet through iHeartRadio and just listen to my heart's content. Just, I absolutely love the music. And to me, still, the power ballad, the 80s power ballad, is still the most romantic music to this day. My wife might not necessarily agree with that, but I still think it is. And I always tell her that my next wife will be wooed by the power ballads from the 80s. She doesn't find that too amusing. But still, as I've gotten older, my music tastes have evolved a little bit. I still love hard rock and metal music of today. My kids actually listen to a lot of that same stuff. I still get involved and listen to some of the things they listen to. My oldest son's going through a rap phase now, so trying to keep up with what's going on that scene. My daughter, believe it or not, does not like Justin Bieber. She doesn't like a lot of that bubblegum pop, which I'm happy about. But as a family, we love music. We love listening to music, singing music together. I'm sure you'll hear me talk a lot about some of those experiences. I got great stories to tell about the kids and their music. Movie-wise, I love all types of movies. Great comedy is really, really good to watch anytime. I'm a big Star Wars fan. Of course, growing up, being born in 1977, in the heart of Star Wars mania. I love the new movie. I loved Episode 7, Force Awakens. I loved Rogue One that just came out. Really looking forward to Episode 8, The Last Jedi, coming out in December. Big fan of the Marvel comic movies. Of course, my kids love them. I'll tend to watch anything that they watch. I just recently watched for the first time John Wick, the original movie. I had never seen it before. With all the hype for John Wick 2 coming out, I went back and watched the original, and that was really good. I really enjoyed that. So that's, I guess, my first unofficial review on Brag Out Loud. It's definitely a must-see if you haven't seen it before. Go out and watch it. It's 2 hours of Keanu Reeves kicking ass, and I won't spoil anything for you, but it's a pretty decent story as well. I guess that's something else we're going to be doing on Brag Out Loud as well. I look to bring you my opinions on things. I'll review movies. I'll review new music. One thing I am going to do also is review restaurants. My wife and I have been on a quest lately to try new restaurants. We live just outside of Savannah, Georgia, so we consider that home. And there are a lot of great restaurants in the Savannah area that we've never been to, whether they're new, whether we just haven't had the opportunity or never taken the opportunity to go visit. We are on a hunt now every weekend, every couple of weekends, to go to a new place. So I've been to quite a few over the last month. And I'm going to bring you my opinions on those. I'm going to bring you those reviews. In fact, the next episode of Brag Out Loud, I will give you my official review of Alligator Soul, which is located in downtown Savannah, Georgia. So if you're interested in hearing what I think, make sure you tune in to the next episode, which will be posted on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. If I haven't mentioned already, they are at Brag Out Loud. So definitely go like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Heck, you can even follow us on Instagram at Brag Out Loud. Make sure you stay tuned for news on the YouTube channel as well. Let's see, what else about me? Another one of my hobbies, I don't guess you'd call it a hobby, but on my phone, I love to play Yahtzee with Buddies. It's my favorite mobile game out there. So if you're on Yahtzee with Buddies and you want to play me, feel free to send me a game request. My username is TheBragman, TheBragman. That's also where you can follow me personally on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TheBragman as well. So if you want to hit me up personally, you're welcome to do that also. And that's really me in a nutshell. Again, if you've stuck with me this long, I appreciate it. I thank you so much for giving me a listen. I look forward to hearing from you. This has been sort of an introduction, a test, if you will. As I said, I'm currently driving down I-95 South, heading toward Georgia. So hopefully the next show that I post, we'll have my undivided attention. I think I've done pretty well, though. I'm making pretty good time so far. we'll see how the rest of the trip goes. But again, I really want to hear from you. Please, let me know what you think it is. Good, the bad, the ugly. If you liked this show, if you were entertained and you enjoyed it, please, I want to hear that. Boost my confidence. If you didn't like it, if you hate my voice, if you think it sucks, whatever, I want to hear that too. I want to hear every bit of your feedback. And again, the best way to do that is follow us on Twitter at Brag Out Loud. Like us on Facebook at Brag Out Loud. Go to the Instagram, follow us there at Brag Out Loud. Eventually, I'll put some pictures up. And of course, stay tuned for the YouTube channel where I hope to put up some videos of my interactions as I'm out and about. I'm really looking forward to doing that. So before I get out of here, I'd like to take a moment to wish my beautiful wife, Jennifer, a very happy birthday as she celebrates that this week. I love you, baby. You don't look a day over 29, I promise. If you want to wish her a happy birthday, go to the Facebook page, go to the Twitter page, at Brag Out Loud, and leave your birthday wishes for her there. But that's it. That's the show. Really hope that you guys have enjoyed this debut episode of Brag Out Loud. Again, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, coming soon, at Brag Out Loud. Personally, you can follow me on Twitter at The Brag Man, and again on Facebook as well and Instagram. Once again, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate the support. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Until the next show, we'll talk to you then.